just as it has been said, these investigations are wide-ranging. We are going as far back as 2006. Her arrest simply shows that as the information is coming out, those that we are getting evidence against, they are being arrested. She's so far the most senior, and what that shows that no one is above the law. If there are others as senior as she is or even above, if their names come up, we are also going to carry out the arrest and investigate them further.
Your government is accusing her of ordering payments to her company for services or businesses that never took place. First of all, how can this happen?
What has happened is the thefts were taking place through an integrated financial system, which people had found a loophole in, and they were taking advantages of those loopholes to siphon off money. So far, the investigations are showing that it was basically junior civil servants, middle-ranking civil servants, and in this case, the principal secretary, the most high-ranking civil servant in a government ministry, was involved. It is something that we are working on the system. The people are on the ground trying to seal the loopholes. The system is currently offline. We are hoping that by the 1st of November, the system will be back up after those loopholes have been sealed.
So the system was put in place by what government? The previous government?
The system was put in place in 2006. This was during the DPP government. From what we understand, the weaknesses were identified as early as 2010. An audit was carried out that time, but wasn't concluded. So the findings of that audit, had it been concluded, could have helped government then to understand these loopholes and seal them. But since the audit was stopped midway, we are finding ourselves having to deal with a problem that could have been solved as early as 2011.
This so-called cash gate scandal prompted your president, Joyce Banda, to dissolve her cabinet. Is your government serious in the fight against corruption, or as some people would say, is she playing election politics?
The investigation agencies in the country, the prosecution agencies in the country, have been given a blank check to deal with this matter as far as we possibly can. We have, in fact, enlisted assistance from our donor partners to bring us expertise in the areas where we are lacking. So the commitment of government in this particular case can't be questioned.
Is corruption beatable in Africa, or is this a waste of time to say that we are fighting corruption in Africa?
It is beatable. It is just the commitment that is sometimes lacking. But in this particular case, the commitment is there. Those that will be unfortunate to find themselves in this case, they'll face the full wrath of the law. The political commitment is there, so we do not anticipate that there will be any sacred cows in this particular investigation.